The Year in Stamps, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. 2016 was quite a year for stamp collecting. In the spring, a copy of the famous upside-down airplane stamp from 1918, the Inverted Jenny, that had been stolen 61 years ago, was discovered and turned in. The young man who found it in his grandfather's collection received a $50,000 reward, and there's still one stolen copy out there. The handover was held at the International Stamp Show held in New York City, which was successful enough that the organizers could hand off seed money for the next international in the U.S., Boston 2026. The major stamp collecting organization in the U.S., the American Philatelic Society, had an election, but without any of the drama of the real-world election. And that's not always been the case in stamp collecting. Mick Zace, a retired Army general and former South Carolina State Education Secretary, was elected APS president. The major philatelic library opened its long-awaited new facility in central Pennsylvania. Alan Kane, whose accomplishments as head of the Smithsonian National Postal Museum included doubling its size, announced his retirement. Artcraft discontinued producing first-day covers, the special envelopes for new stamps that it began making in 1939. Collector Chris Lazaroff achieved a dream by attending a stamp launch ceremony in Wyoming, the 50th state where he has done so. The U.S. Postal Service added two holidays to its stamp subjects, Halloween and Diwali. We'll see if they're repeated. And Canada and the U.S. both honored the 50th anniversary of Star Trek, while Britain honored both Queen Elizabeth's 90th birthday and the rock group Pink Floyd. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting and to see what happens next, visit virtualstampclub.com.